It's time to go beyond the playbook on a Tuesday morning. And with us, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. The Bills officially removed from the playoffs on Saturday. This extends that historic playoff drop now to 17 seasons. But before we get into the game, tell me what it was like at New Era Field on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I'll admit when I was wrong, and I was wrong on Saturday. I figured it to be a sedate crowd resigned to the fate of another season out of the playoffs. Maybe it was the fact that the Bills were clinging to the slimmest of hopes combined with possibly a significant expat presence in town to celebrate Christmas festivities with family. But there was a lot more energy than I expected. And to really go beyond the playbook, there was an odd moment in the stadium when the Bills aired an Ellicott development promotion. And when I reported it in real time, there was some understandable outrage on social media geared towards the Bills, apparently for standing by their partner in Paladino-owned Ellicott Development. So an odd moment, to be sure.
Okay, yeah, that is most certainly that. But let's get back to the field, which had its own many odd moments in it as well. What happened with the Bills on Saturday?
What happened was one of the best offensive performances by the Bills in about 20 years. It was their best offensive output against the Dolphins in the history of the rivalry dating back to 1960. Granted, they had an extra 15 minutes that was overtime to build on those stats, but it's still pretty remarkable that through all the times the offensive juggernaut that was the 90s Bills played the Dolphins, Saturday was the statistical mountaintop with 589 yards total offense. With that came the best game of Tyrod Taylor's career. It was his first 300-yard passing game, add 60 yards of rushing. Guy finished with 389 yards of total offense. And all the other would-be leaders for the Bills came to play on Saturday as well. Sammy Watkins, Charles Clay, and of course LeSean McCoy had his usual 100-plus yard rushing output, bringing his season total to 1,257 yards, added in his receiving yards. He is over 1,600 yards from scrimmage. We should be talking about a win. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
We are right. Absolutely. But we're not. This really, it falls on the defense and special teams to a lesser degree. The Bills allowed backup quarterback Matt Moore to pass for a respectable 233 yards and two touchdowns. But it was running back Jay Ajayi who once again owned the Bills. Ajayi rushed for 200 yards against Buffalo for the second time this season. Ryan and his defense, he just had no answer for the powerful running back. Add a couple Dan Carpenter missed field goals along with some poor kick coverage. And unfortunately, one of the most entertaining offensive displays by Buffalo in quite some time was wasted.
Okay, well done in recounting what happened on Saturday. But moving forward, ramifications because of the loss and, of course, because of the playoff elimination.
Yeah, going into the game, I thought Rex Ryan could be safe, but after such a monumental defensive letdown along with the ill-fated decision by Ryan to punt the ball with just 4 minutes left in overtime and one timeout when a tie eliminated the Bills from the playoffs, just the same as a loss, I think Ryan is looking more and more like he's headed to the exit, complete with a signature gaffe that often caps Bills coaching tenures throughout these 17 years of the drought. Again, won't be shocked if they stay the course or move on with Ryan and or Whaley, but certainly a lot of decisions to be made in the offseason. In addition to Ryan, Bills have a tough decision to make regarding Tyrod Taylor, and as I said, Taylor certainly helped his case with a great game against the Dolphins. The decision is going to be tough, not because Taylor looks to be a franchise cornerstone, I don't think he is, but because just aren't many other options out there for them to consider. So with all that, let's bring on the Jets in the final game for the Bills season this weekend.
All right, and before that game, we'll catch up with you one more time for Beyond the Playbook. As always, Matt, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jay.